Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello there, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. We are in the 21st Nakshatra Vutra Ashada, the ones that comes after Purva Ashada. We are speaking about some comparative studies or ideas we can get from I Ching and Gene Keys with respect to studying the life lesson which each nakshatra aspires towards. So this will be useful to you if you're listening. For people who have a dominant Uttarashada in their chart, planets or points. First of all, Uttarashada is moves from Sagittarius to Capricorn, like you see. It's a sun-ruled nakshatra which have a dominant presence in the Dharmapada and the Mokshapada both. Uttarashada is very special because it's got the highest exaltation of Sagittarius going from natal to Navamsha and in the Arthapada going from Capricorn to Capricorn. So this is like the highest of the Dharma and the highest of the Karma, you might say. This is a meeting point, you might say. Very powerful nakshatra ruled by sun and falls between Jupiter and Saturn signs, isn't it? The 9th house and the 10th house. So what does this mean? First of all, the general themes are maintaining victory and status through responsibility, working for the larger collective, working for causes, working for masses, everything you can think of mainly of the Capricorn. The heart of Capricorn, you might say, the victory of good over negativity. They are pioneers, they have positivity, they love tradition, they have positive ancestral connection. High ideals, they can become workaholics, they love to have establishment of new institutions, 10th house, also the 9th of the 9th house. Finding practical application needs to be receptive, life lesson being individual wisdom and action merging with collective cause is the ultimate victory. Uttarashada means ultimate victory, one that cannot be overcome. So, let us see how this ties into the hexagram and the I Ching. Number one, hexagram number 45, Kui, gathering together. This signifies the concept of gathering together in the context of Uttarashada. It suggests merging individual wisdom with collective cause, involves bringing people together for a common purpose, something along the carryover of Purvashada, which was interested in building teams first. What will you do with all that team, right? You need to be victorious. You need to be merging with the collective cause. That's what Uttarashada comes in and does. This hexagram advises uniting individual strengths for a common shared goal. Hexagram number 7. She, the army. She represents the idea of an army or a collective effort. Aligning with this one, it emphasizes the power of collective action towards a common objective. This hexagram advises organizing individual contributions into a single unified force. The very common thing to understand. Hexagram 13, Tongren, Fellowship with Men. Tongren symbolizes the fellowship and cooperation. In the context of life lesson, it suggests working together with others is essential for success. This hexagram advises fostering the spirit of cooperation and mutual support within a collective cause. Hexagram number 8, B, holding together. B represents the concept of holding together or unity. Aligning with Uttarashada, it emphasizes that the strength that comes from unity in pursuing a shared goal. This hexagram advises maintaining cohesion and solidarity within the collective effort. Hexagram number 14, Dayu, Great Possession. Dayu represents the concept of great position and abundance, suggesting that the ultimate victory comes from the collective accumulation of wisdom and resources. This hexagram advises pooling together individual assets for a greater success. Hexagram 10, Lu, treading upon. Lu represents the idea of treading upon a path. Aligning with the life lesson here emphasizes the importance of moving forward together towards a common destination. We need to learn to do this, isn't it, as humanity. And Pluto moving through Uttarashada till 2040 is very significant, all these causes. Now let us see, what should we see next? Let us see the gene keys. Now let us see gene keys. Gene key number 1. The gift of creativity involves the ability to manifest new ideas and concepts, of course. In this context, it means individuals need to creatively merge their individual wisdom with the collective cause. Find out what the cause is right now. Don't invent causes, just see what it needs and address it. Finding inner ways to contribute to greater good. Gene key number 11, the gift of idealism. Idealism involves holding high ideals and principles. In this context, it means the individuals need to align their actions with noble ideals of the collective cause, working towards a shared vision of victory. Remember, the life lesson was individual wisdom and action merging with collective cause is the ultimate victory, which means removing separation or separatism. Gene key number 14, the gift of power. Power here involves the responsible use of strength and influence. In this context, individuals need to harness their personal power in service of the collective cause, working towards a greater good, essentially, ensuring that their actions are aligned with greater good. There you go. Gene key number 28. Gift of immortality. Immortality involves leaving a lasting legacy. In this context, individuals need to consider the long-term impact of their actions within the context of the collective cause, aiming for contributions that endure beyond their individual lifetimes. That's what leaving a legacy is, isn't it? Gene key number 34, gift of strength. Involves the ability to withstand challenges. In this context, it means bringing inner strength to persevere in their efforts for the collective cause, contributing to the ultimate victory through resilience and determination. Gene key number 37, gift of equality. Involves recognizing inherent worth in all beings. Here, it means individuals need to approach their interactions within collective cause with a sense of equality. Don't think you are a big shot. You're trying to remove separatism, fostering an environment where all contributions are valued. Gene key number 41. The gift of anticipation involves the ability to foresee future events. This gene key can guide individuals to anticipate needs and challenges of the collective cause, thereby preparing themselves and others for the journey towards victory. Successfully navigating towards collective victory, so to speak. Gene key number 59. The gift of intimacy here involves deep connection with oneself and with others. Keeps bringing up this gene key, isn't it, in the previous ones also. This gene key assists individuals in cultivating a deep sense of connection with the collective cause, fostering a bond that fuels their commitment to achieving ultimate victory together. Next, we shall see the 22nd nakshatra, Shravana, I think, heart of Capricorn. Till then, take care, be safe.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.